Keith Langlois, Pistons.com, joins us. And I have to tell you, this playoff run, and I know the Pistons weren't a part of it, and we'll get to Kate Cunningham in a moment, Keith, but from just a basketball viewpoint, I found it to be one of the most entertaining playoffs I've ever watched.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. I think it was, you know, there was some really compelling basketball. I know that there were, you know, the immediate reaction from a lot of people who spent a lifetime in the NBA when Milwaukee and Phoenix made it was, this is going to be bad for the league because, you know, the NBA finals are driven, TV ratings are driven largely by having superstars and the kind of the iconic franchises in it. But I think for people that really watched it, it was a good advertisement for what the NBA has become. And there were some, you know, the games were, there were no blowouts in that series. It was pretty terrific competitive basketball. And it ended with, you know, arguably one of the five best individual performances by a player throughout a final series in what Giannis did. So yeah, I agree. It was a very good and entertaining NBA playoffs, and now on to the draft and summer league for the Pistons.
Speaking of the Pistons, what can the Pistons fans take from watching the Bucks? You look at the last 8 years from when Giannis was drafted by Milwaukee and that journey to becoming a world champion. For the Pistons to get back to be not only a playoff contender, but a contender for the Eastern Conference, what do you take from how Milwaukee built their championship path that the Pistons may be on right now?
Well, I think, you know, what you take of it first of all is, you know, Giannis was drafted 8 years ago and won two MVPs, and this is his first title, so it's hard. You know, they're number two guy or 2A or 2B with Chris Middleton. He's been there since the Pistons traded him as a throw-in in the Brandon Knight trade that got Brandon Jennings. That was in 2013, so also 8 years. And, you know, and then they were in a position where they had assets. They pushed some future assets to go when they got close to go for it to bring in Jrue Holiday as a third, you know, as a third star. So it's a process. And, you know, I think, look, there's palpable excitement about the Pistons now, as there should be. The Troy Weaver came in a year ago, turned over the roster almost completely, you know, through a lot of wheeling and dealing and maneuvering, had three first-round draft picks, and it looks like those three kids are all going to be important parts of the future. And now they got, you know, they finally got some luck on lottery night to get the number one pick. So it's going to be, you know, I'm sure interest in the Pistons next year is going to be very high compared to recent seasons. And that'll bring in a lot of newcomer fans who might expect instant success based on all the buzz about the Pistons. But it's a process. And, you know, the fact that Chris Paul is, what, 37 and came this close to the NBA Finals despite a, you know, unquestionably Hall of Fame career, and underscores how difficult and arduous the process is. But, you know, there's a huge element of luck involved in putting a team together, but all you can do with what you can control is keep making right moves and believing in it and staying the course as Milwaukee very much did with the core they had in place and supplementing it year by year and waiting for the breakthrough. And this year it came. And sure, as I said, luck is involved. They might not have gotten out of the second round with Brooklyn if Brooklyn hadn't had injuries. But that's the story every year. You can go back and say, if this didn't happen, this team wouldn't have won. But that's pretty much the story of the NBA. And I think what the Pistons can take from that is just keep doing what they're doing, believe in what they're doing, and believe in it through both the ups and the downs.
Keith Langlois, Pistons.com, Pistons NBA insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Let's move on to Kate Cunningham. He was in Detroit, went to the Tigers game, took some photos with fans on the streets in Detroit, reportedly in town for a workout. Pistons looking long and hard at who they're going to take at number one in next week's NBA draft. Any vibe from Cade's workout with the Pistons brass?
No, you know, I mean, I think the only surprise would have been if it hadn't been if we ever learned that he hadn't come in to work out for them. There was also a report yesterday that the Pistons have workouts scheduled with both Jalen Green and Jalen Suggs and hope to get one arranged with Evan Mobley, and that's the consensus top four. And, most observers who do this for a living say any of those four would have been the number one pick in last year's draft. So, you know, I've said since they won the lottery, 4 weeks ago last night, they won the lottery, and I've said at that point, the single most likely outcome is that they keep the pick and then they wind up taking Cade Cunningham. But if you're Troy Weaver, you're going to, you're going to run the clock out on this and let every possibility play out and use it to the Pistons' advantage. But, I would anticipate that we're a week from now, we'll still be sitting here saying the single most likely outcome is the Pistons keep the pick and wind up drafting Cade Cunningham.
Keith Langlois, Pistons.com, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Keith, thanks for the update. Can't wait for draft day.
Thanks. Anytime, Bill.